Yo, yo, yo. What's up, boys and girls? It's me, the B-Man. And just letting you know, this is episode number 117. Can you believe it? 117 of these Johns already. And if you're not already a member of the Patreon, give it a shot. $5 a month. You get all the bonus stuff. Extended episodes. This episode is an hour and a half long. All the episodes are at least an hour and a half long. You're only getting like half of them. So $5 a month, that's like 16 cents a day, less than the cost of a cup of coffee. And you could be a WRP VIP. And you can help keep the podcast going. Go to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast or worldrecordpodcast.com. And there you can join the Patreon. You can buy merch, t-shirts, visors. There's Bone Zone stuff. Do You Know Who Jason Segel Is? All the BW podcasts. There's merchandise there. 25% off with our Christmas code still works. WRPXMAS for 25% off your entire order. So go to worldrecordpodcast.com, buy some merch, join the Patreon, watch the videos. If you're not watching the videos, you're missing out because we're making funny videos too. All right, enjoy this episode. I love you. I mean it. Goodbye. Hey, A-Train, have you ever hit the bong and got that fiery dragon throat feeling?
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, the solution to the smoothest cannabis smoking experience is FreezePipe.
Visit thefreezepipe.com and use world record for 10% off.
That's thefreezepipe.com and use the code world record for 10% off your entire order.
There's a big old ball and it really stinks. Full of hair and it makes you think, why are there balls? Because they are so gross. It's a ball world after all.
It's a ball world after all. It's a ball world after all. It's a ball world after all. It's a big hairy ball world.
Are we blowing out?
With a big fat ball and a little tiny dick.
A big fat sack and a tiny little dick.
He's got a big sack but a little pecker.
Can't even see it through the pubes.
Oh my god.
It's a
ball. Wait, I just had the worst thought.
What?
What if our son has a micro penis?
He could. He has a small dick.
Well, he's only one.
I don't know. My dick was pretty veiny.
He did have big balls when he was little, though.
His balls are huge.
His balls haven't grown, but his penis has gotten bigger.
It has?
Sometimes he'll mess with it and it sort of feels harder. Like
Whoa. You're going to get yourself locked up.
Well,
here.
You're just seeing him when he's got shrinkage, when he's running around nude after a bath.
I mean, wouldn't you be able to tell? Who could we call to find out if you can tell? Because, like, I would imagine, like, who's someone with, like, a big-ass dick? Like, John Holmes. I know that's, like, from the
who's
70s.
That?
He's, like, a porno star who had, like, a big, giant dick.
Can
Aaron, you know
Ron
who John
Jeremy?
Holmes is?
Yeah.
Val Let me
Kilmer
move
played him in that movie.
What movie? What?
Val Kilmer played him in the Wonderland movie or whatever.
Mm.
About the murder.
Oh, really?
In a big
yeah, that's a
dick.
John Holmes had a pretty crazy life. He would do gay. He was gay for pay.
Whatever. It probably is. Whatever. It probably feels
like,
good.
Who cares? I would be gay for pay. If like you
just
know, if I had it all to do over, I would be gay for pay.
If there's one thing you could have changed in your entire life, it would be that you would have been gay for pay.
if I had a time machine,
you can't say gay for pay anymore. By the way,
why?
It's homophobic.
Why are you wearing your blazer?
Just noticed that.
Aaron, is it homophobic to say gay for pay?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I mean, at what point are you like, dick is big? Like, at what point, Brendan, when you were a young boy, did you realize, this is as big as my penis is going to get?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think I ever had. I'm still holding out for it to grow. I think
when you get,
because when you get older, like old guys, their earlobes get longer, their nose gets longer. Right. So I'm like, oh, my cock's, by the time I'm 70,
it's gonna
I'm gonna be sporting like a 5.5 incher at least. I'll finally be average.
Yeah.
Average is, and all you like, pardon my French, but all you bitches out there.
Yeah.
Who, like, make fun of guys for having small dicks. 3 inches is average, so that's not small. Your brain is poisoned from pornography.
It would just suck.
My point is, John Holmes had, like, a 13-inch penis or something, right?
But then you can't.
But when he was a baby, this is what I'm saying. When he was a baby, it wasn't as small as our kid's penis.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? Who could we call?
It's not born big.
I would say it's probably got to be long.
Aaron, same question. When did you realize, this is as big as my penis is going to get? At high school or something. No, probably around the same time.
Does anybody think about that, though? Like, I was never like,
oh. You were never like, oh, I wish it, it's not growing anymore. I guess for me as a girl, I'm like, my boobs aren't going to get any bigger than this. This is it.
I never thought about, like, I mean, if I had...
Well, that's lucky for you, and that's male privilege right there. You don't have to worry about your penis getting bigger. As a woman, you're like,
well, you do.
Please get bigger titties.
I think if you have, like, an exceptionally small penis or something...
I mean, you're just fucked. You're really fucked.
That kind of sucks. You know, that is kind of weird, too, and I've, like, made this joke on Twitter that it's like, okay... Like, you know, it's not okay... Well, you know, like racism or whatever, or but it's like, you know, you can't make fun of somebody who's like mentally handicapped. You can't make fun of somebody
for
their race, like for something they can't help.
Right.
But then you can ridicule a guy with a small dick.
Well, you ridicule them because you're mad at him. It's not like you just go around making fun of guys for having a small wiener.
No,
it's like you use that to piss them off.
Well,
I just unzipped
it's
my
also,
pants.
It's
by
just
the way.
A
little too tight.
It's also just like an insult that you can hurl at someone.
Well, yeah,
like you probably got a tiny dick, but then it's like, what if a tiny dick guy's standing there? You can't be like, oh, you're probably. Oh, you're like, you know,
I see what you're saying.
You're probably mentally handicapped. Like, you can't, that's not an insult anymore.
Right, you can't say that.
Although
I know
is.
What you mean, I know what you mean, but.
I mean, telling someone they're of low intelligence and taking a shortcut with a funny word. I get it, though. We're lucky. We don't have kids that have problems.
At least for now.
Well, we got to find out about this penis stuff.
I mean, I do think it's, yeah.
Oh, hold on. I forgot to play our theme.
What theme? Oh, I just kind of started. I kind of jump started the podcast with my bed.
You did. That's fine. I like it. It's a little behind the scenes. You wait a minute, guest.
Shut the fuck up, guest.
Shut the fuck up, guest. We'll have you on in a second.
You don't speak until you're spoken to, bitch.
You tell him.
You don't speak until you're spoken to, bitch. Bitch ass guest.
You hear that, guest?
You can speak now.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, we're talking to the mouse in your pocket, idiot.
Well, I happen to have a bunch of mice in my pockets. They're my friends in prison.
Okay, just wait. Okay, you tell them, A-Train, you tell them off right now. Tell them the rules.
Rule number one, don't speak unless you're spoken to. Rule number two, don't speak out of turn. Rule number three, don't insult the host of the show. Rule number four, keep your mouth shut. Rule number five, don't say shit unless we say.
Rule number six, keep it PG-13.
Yep. Rule number seven, don't talk about your time in prison.
Rule number eight, only speak when spoken to.
And rule number nine, you can talk about being in prison, but only speak when we say you can, bitch.
And also...
Know your place.
And also...
Shut the fuck up.
Wow, being on your show was like
shut the fuck
worse
up.
Than being
shut
in prison.
Shut the fuck up. What part of shut the fuck up don't you understand, moron? Do you want to give them some more rules before we get started?
just keep your fucking mouth shut. We don't give a shit about anything you have to say. So just can it.
We only have guests.
You guys are almost as rude as Piers Morgan.
Okay, well, we only have guests because we have to. We're trying to get ratings, okay? But on a personal level and a professional level, we couldn't give two shits about you.
Exactly. Ditto.
Now shut up and let us finish what we're doing.
Piers Morgan can eat my shit.
Piers Morgan can stick his head in the toilet and bob for tamales after I fucking leave a nice...
After Taco Bell, baby.
After I...
You guys, there's a lot of similarities between you guys and Piers Morgan.
Okay.
One.
Hold on.
Two.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Three.
No, shut up. Shut.
You're hot.
Shut up.
Hold on,
four,
shut up.
Wait.
You have to wait.
Stop.
Five.
Stop.
You're cute.
Oh.
Six. You're awesome.
Now wait.
Seven. Wait. Shh. Quiet, wait. Brennan. Shh. Say again. And now you can start. Now start over from number one. Now I give you permission.
So let's introduce our guest today.
All right.
Not yet.
When we're ready.
I only have a very. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
I'm not a very limited. Sir.
We're two men here.
Excuse me, sir. I'm on a prison phone, so I have a very limited time on the phone. So all this sort of diddle dwaddling and funny voices and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's very cute, but we need to get down to brass tacks.
Well,
ASAP.
Here, let me tell you something real quick. This is our fucking show, and what we say goes.
Well, that's interesting that you say it's your show because you're broadcasting through a podcast network. So actually, it's their show. So you think you have ownership of the show, but you don't. And that's what I learned the hard way, and that's why I'm in prison now.
Uh-huh. Are you done?
I thought my computer was my computer.
But
apparently it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to, you know, the government can sort of tool around in it and put things on it that weren't there before. And that's why I'm here now.
That sucks.
Now I think it's time. Let's introduce our guest now. I think is a good time.
Oh, what's that cute sound?
Oh, no,
I'm getting a boner.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, listen, what did we just say? Okay, do you want to talk to him again? Do you want to give him a talking to again?
Rule number one, don't talk anything about penis boners. We don't do that. Number two, keep it PG. We don't say
Can we just introduce the guest, please, sir?
We don't say ass,
excuse
tits,
me, sir.
Balls, cunt,
sir.
Ass, or anything
excuse
like
me,
that.
Sir.
Okay, you shut up. Guest.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up is number three.
Can we introduce the guest, please?
We're about to.
Because I'm
we're
sure,
about, if you
I'm
would
sure
just
all
shut up.
The millions of listeners
if you just
are
shut
you would
about
shut
the
up
celebrity
for one
you have
fucking
on
second,
right
then
now.
We can
shut
say.
Up so we can introduce you, moron.
So can you introduce me quickly, please? Because I have a very
okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have the biggest dumbass in the world.
I have to do some commercials later on this afternoon.
All right.
Remember Jared from Subway? He's inspired a lot of people.
He's looking good.
He'll show you the way. His name is Jared. He'll wave you to
Subway.
That way you go.
Go sit along with the rest. Seven sandwiches for $6.99 or less.
What an inspiration. Subway. Eat fresh.
That used to be your
Yeah, we used to play that on the old podcast.
No, but wasn't that your
my ringtone?
Oh, it was your ringtone. I thought it was your voicemail.
Oh, it might have been.
One of those.
Might have been. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a guest, and he's been on before. We won't have him on too long today because, you know, he's just kind of toxic.
Really quick, cut back to me. I think I need to start wearing fake glasses just every day.
There you go. Let's go after.
It makes me look skinny.
Here we go, everybody. Hold on.
But
I have to find hold on with the record scratch. Okay. Oh, wait, I have to. Everybody, hold
Who
up.
Who we got? Who we
hold
got?
Up. Wait, everybody, hold up.
Ugh.
Let's, after the show, go get new eyeglass frames.
Okay.
Because I need some new ones, too.
But I don't need Oh my God.
So, ladies,
rule number 10, don't burp into the phone. It's disgusting.
Yeah, stop burping into the phone.
I'm sick.
All right. Well, we'll get to him. We've had him on before, ladies and gentlemen. We're just checking in. We're just going to do a quick check-in with Jared from Sunday.
Oh my God. It's so gross.
It's the prison food.
Is it bad?
Oh, man. You don't even know.
Well, what do you have for breakfast this morning? Jeez, it sounds like you're going to throw up.
Can you throw
I
up?
I am.
Do it.
No, we had. Don't.
We had eggs.
Jared from Subway. Jared Fogle.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how's
you
it
know
going,
him.
Jared?
You love him. Jared Fogle.
I think we talked like a year ago. I think this is like the anniversary of the last time we spoke.
God, it's crazy.
Has it been that long?
Every podcast
might have even
guest
been longer.
We have, I feel like, was just on.
No, we had Jared on quite a while ago, and I saw when you have 7 years left in your prison sentence. Seems like it's kind of flying by. Is it flying by for you?
Yeah, yeah. It's been pretty cool.
It's already been. Like,
except for the food, you know?
You're about.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Well, he's got a burp. I don't know.
Hang up on him if he keeps doing this shit.
Aaron, hang on. No, wait.
So gross.
Don't hang up on him yet because we got to get an update. I saw you lost a
I'm
bunch
sick.
Of okay. No one cares. You kind of like.
I have COVID too.
Good. You
oh,
should.
Shit. Hold on.
And I was vaccinated 3 times. So the vaccine didn't work. Thanks. Thanks.
So wait, Jared's an anti-vaxxer? That's worse. That's the worst thing that everything
that's
else you did combined.
That would be if you.
But I'm an anti-vaxxer that was vaxxed. So I think that makes me a little bit unique.
If I was your PR guy, I would say come out as an anti-vaxxer because then everyone's going to forget about all the child porn stuff. They're going to hate you for endangering everyone.
That's a good idea. You should be a PR guy.
We'll return after these messages.
A-Train, I have a confession to make.
What's that?
I have been smoking my weed out of a freeze pipe, and I got all my friends addicted to freeze pipe. It makes smoking weed such a smooth, cool experience. You freeze this little chamber, you pop it in your bong or your pipe, and then you have the smoothest hits and you blow the biggest clouds. And me and my friends are high all the time, and I'm breaking up with you.
All right, sounds good. Freeze Pipe makes everything from pipes to dab rigs, so check out their entire lineup at thefreezepipe.com and using the code WORLDRECORD for 10% off your first order.
That's thefreezepipe.com and the code world record for 10% off on the site. Get one, then you can be my friend. You can hang out with me. We can smoke weed. We'll get high as shit. And I'm also single, so we can go pick up chicks.
Sounds good. Go hang out with him. Bye.
Now, back to our program.
Well, my PR guy, I think you know him. His name is Steve Nigg.
That's the guy who beat you up.
Yeah, he beat me up, but he beat some sense into me, and so now we have a sort of a business happening here in prison where he's my PR guy, and he kind of helps me, you know, keep the Jared name alive, keep it out there, keep people talking, keep people eating Subway, learning to eat healthy, promoting pedophilia, promoting sandwiches, you know. Positive things in the community, also the anti-vax message, the anti-abortion message that I have,
shit.
And the climate change message.
That climate change isn't real.
Steve N is doing really well.
Yeah, I think you can. That's a guy's name. I think you can say it.
I'm not getting myself canceled, honey.
I mean, it is
not for Jared Fogle. Not for Jared Fogle. Fuck that.
What did Steve Nigg do to get into prison? I know you talked about him last time. And you seem to get some weird, perverted
delight. He was involved in some corporate flim-flamming. So he was like a white-collar type crimes. Tax fraud. And
right,
is that the kind of jail you're in? Or are you in like the big scary jail with like a scary guy?
There's no.
What did you say about urine?
Wait, you drink urine?
Oh, that's a good thing.
It turns out a lot of scientists say that it's great for your health. Scientists including Elon Musk, Barack Obama, Stephen Hawking. Lots of scientists have drunk urine. You know, Stephen Hawking's wheelchair was powered by urine.
His own urine?
No, it was
piss power.
Children's piss urine power. That he would have imported from Japan.
It's so disgusting.
The Japan prisons.
Japanese piss.
Child prisons.
Japanese. It's child piss.
Yeah, well, of course. That that's more, the one. That's the piss with the most.
And that's not even a
neurocalcinogenic. That's probably the cleanest. It's probably the cleanest.
And everybody shut up. That's not even a controversial statement. So don't try to cancel us. Don't try to report us. Child urine
so,
is the best.
Hello, Neil Young.
If you guys,
go fucking eat a dick.
But what's funny too is if you guys
don't
try to cancel
take
us,
take this podcast off of Spotify.
Listen, if you try to cancel us, good luck, because the world record podcast Hive is coming for you.
Yeah,
they'll
we'll
stay
swarm.
With us for through thick and thin.
The world record podcast Hive will swarm on you and
swarm you, Neil Young. Fuck you.
And we're gonna dox your ass, and then we'll hack your shit and just make.
Although I do love
hell.
Those Crosby, Stills, and Nash harmonies. I mean, nobody does harmonies like that. I mean, I wish somebody would come up with those types of harmonies like Neil Young and Crosby,
Should
Nash, and
it?
Stills.
Should we try it right now,
Jared? Who's Stills?
Steven Stills.
Who's Nash?
Graham Nash.
Crosby Nash.
Crosby.
Crosby Nash.
Bing Crosby.
What was that?
Bill Crosby.
Bill Crosby, Pluto Nash, and...
Stan Stills.
Stan Stills.
Stan.
Stand. Stan Stills.
Stan Stills.
Oh, yeah. Stan Stills. And what was Graham?
Bing Crosby.
But...
Graham
or, no, Nash. Wasn't there, what was the Don Johnson show? It was like Nash Bridges.
That's Nash Bridges.
Yeah, so that's who the other guy is. Stan
what
Still.
The fuck?
Bill Crosby,
I'm
Nash
sick.
Bridges, and Stan Still. All right, let's try to harmonize. Do you want to still, you have your keyboard. You have your keyboard.
Well, we should have like a song.
Stop, oh, I swear. Please stop. It's so gross.
I had a big glass of milk.
Okay, I don't
prison
care.
Milk. Do you ever drink, hey, sir, do you ever drink prison milk?
I'm not a, okay, your time in
it's
prison
like
has warped your brain.
Milk.
I'm all woman, baby. I got big, giant titties.
Do you ever drink prison milk?
We could try.
No, what's prison milk?
It's gray G-level milk. It's probably milk that they got from... you know, like something other than a cow, like maybe like a mule or something.
Or a crackhead.
Oh, God.
Stephen J. Nigg, 60, wanted to draw attention to what he feels was his own unnecessarily harsh prison sentence and the number of prisoners at the minimum security prison in Colorado. Oh, so you're in a minimum security prison. I guess that's...
Yeah, so it's pretty breezy, except for, you know, the food isn't great, but, you know, we drink donkey milk.
I mean, you did.
I swear to God, I'm quitting the podcast if you don't stop.
Yeah, maybe.
Good.
No.
I don't care. I don't care. My
do we
my
have a volume control
whether
on
or not
Jared?
I'm on this podcast or not? I don't give a shit.
Aaron, yeah. Is there a volume control on Jared?
Of course there is. Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah,
if he starts
up.
Burping
so,
with that shit, you
crank
turn
him
up
next time he burps.
No.
Crank it up and get it to echo. Do you have effects?
No, I don't.
Oh, we got to get FX over there.
No.
No FX? Is
yeah,
that what you're
FX,
saying?
Get the FX
get
network over here. Do a
get
movie
it?
About me.
Wait, A-Train just said no FX. Get
like
it?
The band.
Yeah.
What if no FX and NXS went on a tour?
Yeah, I don't know. What? What?
Wow, I can't what? Even wrap cool. my mind around that.
It would just be the
bullshit.
No FX and it would just be called the Letters Tour.
Well, then
I
there's
swear,
also ABC.
You're on thin ice, Jared. Stop.
He's Jared from Subway. He's like,
stop.
Yeah, why don't you treat me with a little
he plays
reverence?
By his own rules.
I'm the reason that you fucking ate sandwiches for the first 20 years of your shitty life.
I don't like Subway.
All
what are you
right.
talking about the reason
let's,
why
let's,
I ate sandwiches?
Let's look at the books. Why don't you open up your taxes and we'll find out where how many times you went to Subway and purchased sandwiches.
Joke's on you. I have
from age 1 to 20.
Should we let's call a grocery store and see if they have prison milk for Jared
okay.
for when he gets out?
I don't want prison milk. I have plenty of prison. I got too much prison milk.
Prison. I swear
it's
to
gross.
Please.
Oh yeah, sing a song.
I'm gonna die.
Stop burping, bitch. Stop.
I feel like I have a Steve Nigg living in my stomach.
Steve Nigg got inside.
You say that name one more time, we're getting canceled. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it is the guy's name.
It's the guy's name.
Okay. Who cares?
Look it up. Where's your computer? Google it.
Oh my God. There's someone that I know whose last name is Slutsky. Like, ugh, what a terrible last name.
Well, you just put them on blast.
Slutsky.
Yeah, that's my mother-in-law's last name.
Change it to like Slatsky. Just change one letter. So you don't have slut in the middle of your name.
Why don't you change your brain to being a little bit more tolerant of diversity?
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, Jared. Prison.
Jared's a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he sucks.
I don't know
who
why.
Does.
Who booked
you? Brendan did.
I think we need we should do like a conference call with Steve Nick.
Who's high?
Who are you calling?
I was trying to call a grocery store to see if they have milk, but nobody answers their phones.
So call a different one.
Okay.
Maybe text them.
We should have a rule on here. It's called like the 3-ring rule. If nobody answers by 3 rings, you hang up.
Okay, well, write your rules down.
The 5-ring rule.
Write your rules down on a piece of paper and then stick it up your ass. Take it back to Howard and tell him.
Calling. Press 0 at any time.
Thank you. You see, that's the way everything should be. Press 0 at any time.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling. Speaking, how may I assist you today?
Hey, we were looking. Do you guys have prison milk?
1 second. Please hold.
Okay.
You're going to throw up.
I hope
you keep doing that.
Vivaldi's The Four Seasons.
You're
going to
throw up if you keep making all that noise over there.
Yeah, maybe cover your mouth.
Oh my fucking God. Stop.
Get over it. People belch. What's the big deal? It's human. Like, you never belch. Give me a break.
Not like that, and not on the phone.
She releases most of her gas from the back door.
I'm not on the phone. I'm in prison.
I fart more than I burp.
Yeah.
I think burps are grosser.
Well, listen, Jared, we have a question. Well, we have to find out. We have to get to the bottom of baby dick size. And Jared's probably a good guy to have on the phone.
What are you saying? You saying I have a baby dick?
No, but, like, we're saying when... Like,
when?
You can tell, like, John
That's
Holmes.
That's insulting.
Remember John Holmes, Jared?
No, star? I don't watch those types of movies.
Yeah, you do.
I'm hello,
just curious
I don't.
If when, like, a baby...
Can I help you?
Hey, I have a friend of mine's about to be released from prison, and we were going to get some stuff for him, and he had some specific items that he wanted. That's Jared. He's on the line.
It's Jared. He was wondering if you guys have any prison milk.
Question. What is prison milk?
Jared.
It's like a gray D or E level milk. It's like not as good as sort of like the regular milk that you get in the store. It's like a lot cheaper, and there's still like some bacteria in it.
It's like
it's
a
from
low
a donkey,
grade,
he said, or something.
It's a low grade government milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, like government cheese, but milk.
Okay, I'm not too sure about that. But by any chance, you know, it's like maybe a brand of my kind, because most of the milk I've never heard of that. And
let me say, you talk so fast.
Who?
That works at the store. You have a very. You should be like an auctioneer or something.
Or a game show host.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
Could you need help with milk, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you be a? Are you good looking enough to be on TV? Do you think?
I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well, how many people have you slept with?
You know what's funny? Brendan was just saying that he regrets not being gay for pay.
Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
He didn't hang up. He just put us on hold.
I wonder if. What if there's a police officer that works at the store and he's going to put the cop on? Hang up.
I hung up. What would the cop do?
I'm going to arrest you guys. This is illegal.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
Well, they can't put me in jail because I'm already in jail.
Right. Maybe we just go hang out with you. If we got arrested,
yeah, maybe we'll be together real
be
soon.
Like, if I got arrested, could I be like, I request to be in the same jail as Jared from Subway? Would they honor that request?
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I think once you get into like a jail situation, it's kind of like you're, I don't know. That's a bummer. I don't even want to think about it.
You know what's funny? My friend, a friend of mine got in trouble for dealing drugs.
Yeah.
And they reached a, what's it called? Like an agreement or whatever, where she has to do community labor.
A female drug dealer? Now I've heard everything.
He is key. And I was talking to him and...
This just in. Now I've heard everything. Go ahead.
But she was like, yeah, it was either that or like I would have a felony on my record. She's like, and I'm like, well, what does that mean? She's like, well, you can't vote. You can't like do jury duty. You can't do this stuff. She's like, I never really did that stuff anyway. So it actually doesn't sound that bad. Now you kind of have an excuse.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I don't want to do
to be a felon.
So wait, she's a felon?
Jury duty.
No. She's doing community labor, but that it was either that or she. So she doesn't have the felony on her record. But I was like, wow. That's kind of cool to be a felon.
Well, when I was in the shower today, I fell in my ass, and it hurt.
You fell in
your ass. Because I fell on top of another man.
All right. Well, what can we do for you today, Jared? I don't know.
I don't know. You said you wanted to interview me about some very important subjects like climate change, anti-vaxxing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's your deal with climate change?
The Ukraine, the situation in the Ukraine, the new M&Ms, the transsexual M&Ms.
Is that what they are? They made all the M&Ms transsexual?
Isn't that what's going on? Like, that's what everybody's upset about?
I don't pay attention, but
I don't know what it is. Mean, something with the green M&M's, not a girl anymore. They're all non-binary. These, you know,
these
anthropomorphic
candy
is now not sexual.
It's almost as if there's like a handful of companies that own all the media and they just do this stuff to try and keep everybody crazy and against each other.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had an M&M.
If it was a fiction movie, that's what would be going. That's
10 years. So I don't even know what they. I don't even remember what they taste like.
Well,
they don't have M&Ms in prison.
Yeah, they do.
No,
gotta.
You're not
sometimes
even
there'll be some guys that like sneak them in their ass, and so they kind of taste like ass. So I don't think I've had like the pure taste that pure M&M experience
ass
in like
M&Ms.
At least a decade.
Ew.
Ass and M's.
No, you haven't been in prison for a decade, moron. You've been in prison for like six years.
It feels
years.
Like it. It
5 years.
I'd like to see you. You
six,
spend a day
years?
In prison, it'll feel like a decade. I'd like to see you spend one day in prison.
I don't know.
You
I wouldn't
last,
like to see that at all.
You wouldn't 60
last,
days in.
You wouldn't last a day
no
if
Try
you spent a day in prison.
In.
Do you remember that show, 60 Days In? Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
I love when like these so guys stupid. Think they're tough and then they like puss out.
Well, there was like, there's a couple guys, because there's on the antenna TV that I heavily promote. We should get a sponsor from Digital Antennas.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
There's and Prison Milk.
Channel 5.3, 5-3, they show on the weekends, it's like, they show like Forensic Files type shows, but they also show reruns of 60 Days In. They'll show like whole marathons. And it takes me back to a time when we were watching that, the A-Train and I. And there was like, there's always a certain type of guy. He's like a big kind of doughy.
Yeah, nerdy.
Like a real
sort of glasses.
Guy who's never been in a fight in his life.
Yeah, and thinks, oh, I can do it. And then he, as soon as he walks in, everyone's like, there's something
everyone's,
off with that guy. Yeah.
Well, but then they just start stealing. Like he'll be getting them. Things off the commissary. Like I guess you order food from like a touchpad and they just stand over his shoulder and. Order a bunch of shit for themselves.
Yeah, like they're just like, okay, and I could kick that guy's ass and rape him or whatever they do there.
Wait, what? Have you been, well, I don't want to get into that.
Yeah, you know, it just becomes part of your life. You know, you get raped, rape people. It's just sort of the circle of life.
Yeah.
It's so
prison
weird.
Life.
It is it's a weird phenomenon.
It's weird how it's just like accepted.
Well, it's like naturalized.
Without consent. I mean,
normalized.
You know what? Oh my God. I just had a really good idea.
Privatized prisons shouldn't be.
Listen,
legal.
I'm going to make.
They privatize rape.
I'm making a company that educates prisoners on consent.
God.
So we'll have seminars and stuff, and like they can all meet up in the rec room, and I'll be like, "This is consent." So if you're with someone in the shower and they say no,
I also ate, like,
then you need to say no.
Too. A whole prison pizza.
What's
a prison
pizza?
Yeah, what's that?
It's just stuff that you find around in your prison cell, and you make a pizza out of it. Like you make the crust out of wet toilet paper, and the cheese is dandruff, and the
use dandruff.
Pepperoni, huh?
You used dandruff in another thing last time.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
Okay, wait, what's the pepperoni? What's the pepperoni? Shit?
What's the pepperoni? Yeah, she sliced up shit.
Well, what's the difference? Like you use food different. I mean,
I know.
There's only so much food you can make shit out of.
I was pointing out that dandruff is a popular ingredient in your prison.
I don't like where this is going. The accusations that you're implying.
Okay.
That I'm like running. I'm like just miss. Suddenly I'm Mr. Dandruff. Fuck you.
Okay. Anything else?
I swear.
What?
Anything else you need?
You better shut the fuck up, Jerry.
What do you mean what I need? You called me.
Well, I
no,
call
you
out.
Called us.
You're being a yeah.
I
you
can't
did
call,
call
out
us.
Of the prison.
What? No,
you called me. You can't. I can't like just. I don't have a phone in my prison where I can just call podcasts all day.
Yeah,
give me
okay.
a fucking break. Wise Here. Up. Wake up.
Talk to this pizza place and tell them how to make a prison pizza.
Thank you for calling. To place an order, please press 1. For all other inquiries, please press 2.
We feature 3 different local charities every month to choose from. Just show your Give Local or Go Local card.
Oh, boy.
About our month.
It's a doing.
Giving feels good.
Hey, this is Beeman. I have Jared on the line. He wants to order a special pizza, if that's okay.
Like a custom pizza.
Okay, definitely for Jared, you said?
Jared, yeah. Jared,
okay, cool.
You're on the line. We're his assistant.
But I don't you're making me order this pizza, and it's not even like it's like not like a normal pizza. It's pizza that
well, tell
is,
her
like,
maybe
it's
she
for
can make it.
It's
maybe
like a prison
she can
pizza
make it if
that
you
we
tell
have
her.
To make because we don't have access to real pizza
okay,
ingredients.
Well, then
so
tell
we have
her.
To make
tell
prison
her what
pizzas
you want.
Here.
Tell her what how it's made.
You're such a well, pain why,
I the but to tell her how like to tell her how it's made. It's like here's the ingredients of a pizza that I don't want. But okay. I have to eat it because it's all I have.
Well, just tell her
in
what's
prison.
In it before I...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Smack your ass.
Or just
ass.
Tell her what kind of pizza you want when you get out of prison. This is Jared from Subway, by the way.
So, I mean, that's another 7 years.
I just want a normal pizza with that doesn't have dandruff on it, that isn't made out of wet toilet paper, that
tell
doesn't
her.
Have... That doesn't have like snail shells on it and bugs. Like I want like a normal pizza without. Can I just order a pizza that doesn't have any bugs in it?
Oh yeah, we got you
for
sure,
once.
Man.
Well, you want to hear something really bad? You know Jared from Subway. You know he's in jail for all that stuff, right?
You
want to know what's even worse? He's an anti-vaxxer.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that kind of cancels out everything else.
I mean, the second I heard that, I forgot about what he was in prison for. I was like, oh, he was in prison because he didn't get the vaccine or he had a fake card or something.
Yeah, that's Hellman. That's his PR lady. And
he also is a flat earther and he's a climate change denier and he drinks his own urine.
Yeah, but he kept us on his payroll. He's still worth like $16 million even after all this crap. And so I'm his assistant and Hellman's his PR.
So I use that money to get all the pizza ingredients I need into the prison to make my own pizzas.
Do you want to tell her how you make your prison pizza, moron?
No, but I'm going to tell her. I want a pizza that doesn't have any toilet
he's
paper
annoying.
In it.
Yeah, he's annoying. Sorry for calling you, man. Sorry for calling
it's
you.
Okay.
He was going to tell you. He's in prison for like 7 more years, so
he's
you don't
bored.
Have to worry
so
about
yeah,
making him
just,
a pizza.
Can you put it in the
soon.
Oven now, and so when I get out in 7 years, I can just pick it up?
Yeah, Baker, can you do... Now, I don't have any interest in getting... I was going to ask if she could put a file in there. They used to do
I want,
that
like, one
cartoons.
Of those slow-cooked pizzas.
Oh, you mean a file?
Like one of those crock...
You'd be, shut
like
up,
a crock,
Jared.
Pizza.
Shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck up. cartoons, they used to bake. And even, like, Three Stooges.
Stop! Hang up on it. Hang up.
All right, Hellman's gonna discontinue the call. If
I'm gonna we're hanging up on you the next time you burp for real. But hang
don't
up.
Don't you hang up on me? I'm sick. All that disgusting pizza talk makes me sick, and you're stressing me out.
Okay, well then.
One more burp and you're gone. I'm not lying. Hang up now, Aaron. Hang up.
No, don't you hang
for
up
real.
On me.
Hang up, Aaron.
Don't hang up on me.
You better stop.
I'm sick, and the level of sympathy that you have for people who are sick with COVID is
just
disgusting.
Move the phone away from your mouth when you have to burp. Don't burp right into the
I
phone.
I can. I'm in a wheelchair.
Why?
Why are you in a wheelchair?
Because Steve Nigg broke my arms.
Okay. Well, that doesn't make any sense. And that also was a while
stop
ago.
Yeah. Well, no, what
Steve...
else doesn't make any sense? Your hair. So.
Damn,
how about that?
Dude, that's a cheap ass
You're
shot.
Making fun of my hair for real?
Like, what's wrong with your neck? Why do you have all that padding on your hair, on your neck and hair?
Well, I have a neck injury.
Wait, can you see us?
Oh, really? That's interesting, because let's see the doctor's papers.
He can see us, can't you?
Can you see us?
No, I'm in prison. I can't see you.
Okay, wait, talk to me.
I can't see your stupid fucking blazer or your dumb nerd glasses with the flip-ups.
Wait, come to me. Cut to me.
And your stupid.
Well, you also just said it audibly.
So. Your stupid little tiny Trump fingers.
What?
You do have tiny Trump fingers.
No, I don't.
You have like Trump hands.
Well, what does it matter? I don't have a penis. I don't care.
And I looked like this.
And then you're drinking like hot diarrhea.
I found Subway restaurants. And I realized I could enjoy lots of great tasting food without lots of fat. Like the tasty sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich.
Ew.
Juicy chicken strips, veggies, and a delicious sweet onion sauce.
That brings me
all
back.
All on freshly baked bread with just 5 grams
of
fat.
Big breasts.
Your voice makes me want to not eat.
Later, big guy.
Later, big guy.
Fresh.
Remember those days?
Yeah, those were the good old days, huh?
Yeah, well, I already have a commercial book for when I get out, so how about that?
Here's some footage of you with Michael Phelps.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, well, he likes kids, too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, we used to go on Reddit
and
talk about it.
We can't say,
You can't say stuff like that, dude. We can't implicate Michael Phelps, national treasure.
What, liking kids?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the B-Man coming in at you live. This is a breaking news story. Jared from Subway is
I didn't say anything about sexually.
Well, whatever. It's just we're not going to.
Jared from Subway is a fucking bullshit liar, and he eats his own
dandruff.
Disgusting fuck.
Drinks his own piss. He's a disgusting fuck. He burps too much, and he's an asshole. Back to you.
And he's in a wheelchair because his arms are broken, and that doesn't even make sense.
You guys haven't even asked me like one pertinent question about like. Status at the prison.
I don't care.
My status at the prison.
Pertinent.
My thoughts about environmental.
Hey, I just learned a word.
Change.
I just learned a new word.
Ask me one.
I learned a new word at the prison library because
like, all you
I was reading
sort of,
the
like,
dictionary at the
guests.
Prison dictionary.
This is, like, ridiculous.
You need to shut up, is what you need to do.
Don't you remember?
You can pull the trigger on it. You can pull the trigger anytime you want, A-Train.
I told Aaron before to hang up on him, and he didn't. I have no authority in this podcast.
Well, that sounds like it's subordination on Aaron's part.
Are you subordinating me? Is this mutiny?
I'm muted, but he can unmute himself, which is crazy. I have to ask.
Don't mute me. That's against the law. You can't mute someone in prison.
I'm being serious, Aaron.
You can't mute
the
somebody on a government phone.
He burps like that, hang up on his ass, and if he wants to call back with some manners, he can call back.
I thought this podcast was, you know, a serious sort of Piers Morgan type podcast. I didn't realize that it was
would you burp to Piers Morgan? Would you burp?
That we were going to talk about like real situations, the Ukraine crisis, environmentalism.
But you're not answering my
suddenly
question.
It's just all about like prank calling the pizza joint. I mean, that's like completely childish and
it wasn't
silly.
A prank call.
It wasn't a prank call. You wanted to get diarrhea pizza or whatever.
You know, tell it to Steve Nigg. Don't tell it to me.
Stop saying his name, too.
No, because he's a real man and he deserves respect. Believe me.
You're asking for trouble.
Jared might be the
hang
worst.
Up!
Jared's the
don't
worst
you hang
worst
up
I've
on
ever
me.
Had.
Don't you dare hang up on me.
Yeah. I'm going to show you who's boss.
Dude.
I mean, Aaron's just completely not listening.
Aaron doesn't know who to listen to because Jared has a lot of, he's a powerful man.
Well, Jared is Aaron's hero.
Sir, shut up. Sir, be quiet for a second because I know some people in prison who, you know, might be able to do some jobs for me and get things done. You know what I'm talking about? And
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're disrespectful towards me, I can make things happen. Let's just say that. Let's leave it there.
Yeah, there's
that's it, Aaron. Do it now. Did you do it?
Did he do it?
He didn't. He didn't.
God damn it.
Why won't Aaron
He's too
hang up?
Chicken shit.
He's scared
He's a
of you.
Coward, just like you two. You don't want to hear the truth.
Next time I'm in charge of the Zoom, bitch. And I'm hanging
like
up on this
Neil
motherfucker.
Youngs. You guys are two Neil Youngs, and I'm a Joe Rogan. That's what you just can't handle.
And this is this podcast is Spotify.
Next burp, Aaron's hanging up.
Yeah, more like Squatify, because you're two squats.
We took our podcast off Spotify because of Joe Rogan.
That's it. Do it, Aaron.
Don't you do it, Aaron. If you value your life.
Do it, Aaron. You can do it.
Do it, Aaron.
I can make.
You hung up on him?
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So
if he wants to call back with some manners, he can call back.
I ended the meeting.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, you can send him a message and tell him if he wants to call back with some manners.
That's you don't do that to a host, disrespecting me like that in my own podcast.
Well, that was a good interview with Jared. I guess. I mean, I don't know. Should we have him back on another time, or?
If he wants to call back right now, he can. I'm giving him that permission, but
well,
one more burp and he's done. Let him know. Send him an email or whatever.
Aaron, can you send him a message and tell him that? Aaron has to, you know what he has to do? Because he's in prison, he has to write it on a thing
and
secretly
it.
Hand it to a guard. I don't want to think about prison. That's just like the worst. You know, is it weird
like
that I have like...
girls in prison have fun because they're like fingering each other.
Yeah, nobody's beating the shit out of you. Well, that probably happens. But yeah. It's like, I feel like women's prison's a lot more civilized. At least in that 60 Days In show.
Yeah.
It's just like, they'll just have problems because you know what it is? There's a lot of annoying ass fucking bitches in prison. Cause it takes a lot to wind up in prison as a lady. And generally, yeah, you're pretty fucking annoying by the time people are like,
you're
all right,
on
that's
drugs
it. You're going
or something.
To
yeah,
you're just one of those like, you know, itchy fucking.
Itchy bitches.
You know, those like homeless or drug people, you know, they're just constantly like fidgeting and itching and.
Yeah. Where was there? I just saw a homeless guy somewhere where I was like.
Thought he was hot.
God, where the hell was I just now? Like, I saw a homeless guy somewhere. I was like, damn, like, what are you doing there?
That's a
God,
great story.
I can't
story.
Think of it. It was just a
that's
weird
That's a great
place.
Story to tell. That's to broadcast it to millions of people. That's interesting. So you saw a homeless guy and you were like, what's that? What are you doing over there?
It's a I'll great. Think of it.
That's
going to
be beginning, middle, and end. That's going to keep people coming back for more.
No, you know what's going to keep people coming back for more? Your fucking attitude.
Yeah. People love it. People love the B-Man. Should we just call a random number and see how they feel about the B-Man?
Yep.
Okay.
We could have Jared. We could call Jared again.
No, we don't have to call him back. I mean, I don't want to. I don't want to listen to that burping either.
I don't.
I don't think anybody
does. It's so disgusting.
It's funny.
Right
it is
in my ear.
But I also see how funny it is. But Jared's not a very cooperative guest.
No,
either.
He's a pain in the ass. I don't know why you agreed to.
I don't know.
Have him on.
Yes. You know, he wrote me a letter. I wrote him a letter in prison. That's one of my hobbies. Is I send. Letters to, oh, we should do that.
I should
real
scam,
prisoners.
I should scam a. Oh wait, no, it's for girls who are in prison. Scam people out of prison, like scam.
Scam.
Yeah, like women who are in prison and match with these guys online and are like, oh, I need this much money. That's how.
Well, that's
not.
The...
It's not someone out of prison scamming guys who are in prison. That's not the way it goes.
No, it's women in prison scamming guys. That was that whole Love After Lockup.
I know. Show. I was just saying I could do that.
I'm sorry.
I just called a random number. It was disconnected. What are the odds?
I mean, haven't they used all the phone numbers by now?
I don't know.
Think about that with, like, music. And how have we not run out of melodies? Or how have we not run out of, like, movie ideas?
I know this is like a very kind of like high schooler who smokes pot for the first time thing, but like colors, something that I think about is like, yeah, you just can't imagine a color that doesn't exist.
That's true.
I mean, I try all the time, but you only have the colors that you know to pull from.
Yeah.
What would a color that doesn't exist look like?
How would you know? You can't conceptualize it.
Well,
you never
think about
it.
Maybe it would be kind of brown.
Sure.
So
look
then
like
that
shit. Well, you know what? I saw a thing on Instagram that was like this black. They painted some car like a black that just absorbs.
It's the blackest black ever.
Yeah. That's one thing.
It's all a bunch of bullshit, that is. That's a whole bunch of bullshit, but a color that doesn't exist. Who do you call to ask questions to? Question hotline. Because we got to find out about our baby's dick. Right?
I guess. I mean, I'm not concerned about it, but you are. I think it's normal.
I'm not concerned about
Google,
it.
Google normal size for one-year-old's penis.
I'm not. Listen.
Images.
I'm not.
Search that and see what happens.
My question is, somebody who, as an adult, has a 13-inch penis, it can't just come out of nowhere. I'm feeling like if they're a baby, it's gotta, they gotta have something like dangling.
Why don't we call a porn company? Porn thing?
How do they know about kid dicks? Hold on, I think
they would know a porn star that we could talk to. The big old wiener.
Oh, wait, that's...
Not every porno guy, though, has a big penis.
Nobody has a small penis.
Some weird ones.
Yeah, there is.
Do you think those things, you know, they advertise for pills or whatever? Do you think those work to make your penis longer?
No, if they did, everybody would have a giant penis. Like it would somehow it would get out that these things actually really work.
I mean, that's what's like. You're born with small titties. You can get bigger titties.
But you know what? Don't do that. If you're a woman thinking about getting a boob job, don't do that. It's not attractive. It never looks good. The best boob job in the world still looks like a boob job.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't, you know, the normalization of that is it's almost a step to a sex robot or something, because it's like, I get it. You know, I get that people have insecurities. And, you know, I'm not judging people for getting them. I'm just saying that, like, you just shouldn't get them. I mean, it's like, it's a surgery and, you know, just it's like, and then what's that going to attract? What are you trying to attract?
Right.
You know?
There was a girl that I went to high school with. I went to even elementary school with. And after high school, she was doing, like, some Playboy stuff, like digital Playboy. And she had these big fake boobs that were, like, because she's very slender, and so she had, you know, small.
Slender man.
Yeah, she was tall and thin. She was really pretty, but she got these boobs that were like.
Was Slender like, man her dad?
Yeah. Like ball, like balls. Like,
I know,
just,
you
like,
see
circle
that.
Circle balls, like, and like weird and lopsided. I'm like, yeah. Oh, those do not look good. She got them taken out.
I never look at internet porn, but I'll tell you one thing that makes me skip right past the clip.
Big fake boobs.
And you know what I find, and I guess I guess you're limited by your wealth.
Getting like a cheap, bad one.
I'm just amazed that like, that there are still boob jobs in this day and age where it looks like they just put two like bowls out of the cabinet underneath their titties.
Yeah.
Like, where it's just like, well, how does that, like...
Look? Well, like, the Kardashians have fake titties, but that's, like, fat transfer, which makes it look a little bit more real, you know?
That the Kardashians are such... This is an... It's the Kardashians are a horseman of the apocalypse. The fact that these, like, ghouls garner any attention and anybody can look at them with anything less than complete disdain and disgust... is a sign that we are dead, that our society is failing.
Hey, didn't we see, you know, Kanye West is going out with that Julia Fox. Didn't we see her up the street from us?
You didn't. I did, though.
You did.
I saw her walking to a house where it's a guy.
He has to be a drug dealer.
He's a coke dealer. Yeah. He's got to be.
He's got to be.
The people that are, I mean, he's just got to, he's got to be a coke dealer.
He has to be.
Unless he's some kind of like famous photographer or something. But
no.
And I'm not saying Julia Fox does cocaine. I'm sure she doesn't. A party girl from Vegas who's claimed the fame. Like, I don't even know, like...
Was she a porn girl?
No, but I think she... I think she... You know what? I have no idea. My speculation is she's, like, borderline escort, you know? Like, somebody who just kind of dates basketball players and shit. But I could be wrong.
And that's how we found her. But, like, I feel like that's what she was doing before.
Well, she was like... Because I read an article...
I didn't pick my nose just then. I scratched it.
I read something about her, and it was like she was like a socialite or so. Some made-up thing where it's like, what does that mean? Oh, she was like, you know, paid to go to parties with rich guys or whatever. She's just like
a VIP party
she's
girl or something.
Attractive and fun. Yeah, I don't know. She's, yeah, like a VIP party girl, whatever the fuck that is.
Like,
and I saw her going
to
the house that I suspect is a cocaine dealer on our street.
Because he's got a nice car, and there's always really
pretty
girls.
Oh, does he have a nice car? I've never noticed.
He has like a BMW. He's got this kind of spooky-looking dog who's a really cute puppy.
The dog's kind of an asshole.
Now, the dog's like one of those like Great Dane-looking things with the ears straight up where it's like, oh, you're... Like, you look
well,
mean.
It's like it wants... Yeah, it's not cool. Like, you can't, it's trained like you can't to let be our kids near it.
A
can't
fighting
let our
dog
near it.
Yeah.
But, yes, there's always the... There's for a moment, I thought maybe he's making pornos in there. The guy has kind of a look. It's like, oh, he's kind
of
lanky. Maybe he has a big dick.
Some sort of sleazy thing. Oh, he's... Okay.
Like, he's making... Because, like, porno movies now, there's no set. There's no lighting. It's a guy holding a camera while he's getting a blowjob. And I don't know how... I mean, I honestly don't know how anybody's making money on porn anymore. Like, I listen to...
Just view? Well, it's like YouTube, basically.
It's so Pornhub pays you per view or something? Or
something like that.
I just don't understand how... These are the things that I don't understand. And, you know, you can explain them away as like, oh, well, this and that and this and that. But, like, Spotify, like, everybody's, you know, and this podcast is going to come out a little bit later. Maybe we should start doing podcasts live or so, or whatever, a little more, less in
advance.
That's
sort of a thing with the banking, the shows, you lose a little bit of a...
Topicality.
Yeah.
But the thing with like Spotify and Apple Music and all these streaming services, how did that manage to be legal? You're stealing from artists. Like, I mean, people would make, if you were
well, think
band,
about it. It started with Pandora. Remember Pandora was like,
well, Pandora,
it was like
I mean,
a radio station
like
you had on your phone.
Right.
And then... Oh, right. And then iTunes, where you could, like,
but you had to buy
the songs.
You had to buy
and
the songs.
And then I think they were just like, well, what if, you know, like Pandora, you can pick a station. And then, I don't know, it just sort of evolved. And then now I think this, like, how easy it is to have it is worth
more to people.
How much
does someone get paid to when they play a song on the radio? It's probably more than they get.
But if you listen to the radio, it's the same 10 songs over and over again.
Well, my
point
is... I mean,
it's crazy.
My point is, if you were... Like, we were watching that show with Ray Parker Jr.'s son. What's his name? Stephen Parker
Redmond.
Jr.?
Redmond. He's my new boyfriend.
Redmond Parker Jr. But, like, so his dad, like, Ray Parker Jr.
had a hit
would
some
be working
hit song.
At Trader Joe's if Ghostbusters came out last week.
Right.
And even with 100 million downloads... Maybe $1 million or something. But he literally, I mean, Ghostbusters was like, I don't know, one of the biggest movies of the 80s, like next to probably Back to the Future. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess the 80s had a lot.
He didn't have any other songs, Ray Parker Jr.?
I don't know. I couldn't name anything off the top of my head. What's the guy? I always feel like
somebody's watching me.
That's Rockwell.
That's Rockwell. Yeah.
That came out after Thriller.
That's Rockwell
that's
Parker
Barry
Jr.
Gordy's son.
Rockwell Parker
oh,
Jr.
Oh, Barry Gordy.
Rockwell Parker Jr.
Rockwell Parker Jr.
Just trying to get my joke
just
in without
with
10 people
Parker
talking
Jr.
over it. Rockwell Parker Jr. But so
that,
Rockwell Paper Scissors.
Ray Parker Jr. That's good.
Good.
It's a good one. Don't repeat me. Don't you?
Okay.
For 35 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record.
For 35 more minutes of this episode, visit patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record.
patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.
World record.